Good afternoon. I am Fayyira Liban, and I am a graduate student from University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So I am going to talk about response farming and the dry soil planting in Africa. So I'm going to focus on our past research work on response farming and dry soil planting in Ethiopia. So climate change is occurring all over the world, and in Africa there is a rise in temperature. So climate change can be manifested in different ways. There is a temperature rise. For example, this graph shows a predicted, projected increase in temperature in Africa from mid-21st century and for late 21st century, and there is about on average 2.5 increase in temperature all over Africa. There is a reduction in precipitation, and there is amplified existing stress on water availability to crop, livestock, and humans, and there is an increased vulnerability of agricultural system in Africa. This is a change in precipitation in Ethiopia. It is a projected change in precipitation for 2015 using different models. So this result shows there is an increase and a decrease in rainfall all over Ethiopia. So the main thing is there is varied prediction, some for increased and other for several degrees. The greatest concern is more frequent and extreme event occurrence in Ethiopia. There is early crop failure due to variable onset of rainfall, and there is also shortage of water for human consumption in Ethiopia. Rainfall variability in Ethiopia can be manifested in different ways. There is a crop reduction in Ethiopia, rainfall with actual yield at 40% of rainfall potential. When we compare Ethiopia actual yield with Argentina and Nebraska maize yield, there is a huge yield gap in Ethiopia. Now, this could be due to different factors. For instance, there is a limited penetration of agricultural technologies in Ethiopia. However, for this study, what's important is there is erratic rainfall account for much of variation in crop yields. There is variable onset, duration, amount, and distribution of rainfall, seasonal weather pattern, weather conditions, especially rainfall affect planting dates, cultivar choice, input use, and crop intensification, and finally, crop yield in Ethiopia. This shows rainfall variability in Ethiopia. This is the trend for growing season rainfall, and there is a weak bimodal rainfall. There is small rainfall from February to March, and there is a better extended rainfall from June to September, but there is a longer dry spell between May and June, which caused frequent crop failure or no crop establishment from where farmers do some underplanting of soybeans. This is not intercropping, so there is a high crop failure or poor establishment of crops early in the season due to variable onset of rainfall. So farmers are responding to this situation using different techniques. One of these is when farmers always prefer to plant long maturing sorghum or maize varieties. However, when the early plant no longer maturing varieties fail, farmers start to undersow the early maturing or intermediate maturing crop types such as dry beans. Farmers also use bird sounds or signals, which in the some birds make sound when onset of rainfall is closing. So farmers are using different techniques to cope with variability in onset of rainfall in Ethiopia. So our research focuses on assessment of response farming knowledge and the management, especially indigenous response farming techniques that farmers are using to overcome poor establishment of crop. And we assess risks associated with dry soil planting because farmers are using dry soil planting as a means to overcome early crop failure in Ethiopia. And then we determined sorghum and maize dry soil planting base for early crop establishment in Ethiopia using field experimentation. So when we come to the first part, assessment of farmers' response farming knowledge and management, we did some participatory approaches to assess what techniques farmers are using from their indigenous knowledge to overcome early crop failure or poor establishment through crop discussion, transit work, and need assessments. So this is a result from previous research work done by SIAD 1993, but this is updated in 2010. So the result in this shows farmers shift planting time depending on onset of rainfall. So when there is a rainfall in April or during the first planting time, planting season, they use a longer maturing variety. If there is a late onset of rainfall, farmers chose cultivar or they chose from crop to crop, they chose early maturing crop types such as teff in Ethiopia. So planting decision occur from April until August when they can still plant some teff varieties. Choice of crops and the cultivar and the decisions on input use are made throughout depending on success and the failure in crop establishments. This work was revisited in 2010 with two communities in Ethiopia where early crop establishment, early crop failure is very common. So farmers saw a long duration maize or sorghum in low areas in early April rains. If and as rains continued, farmers plant intermediate and then short duration crops and cultivars while expanding areas from lower to upper fields because the lower fields have good soil and the soils have better moisture holding capacity. And farmers first started planting at the lower field. If rains delayed, farmers do not sow the longer duration maize or sorghum variety cultivars, waiting instead to sow short duration crops such as dry beans or teff, which is a common crop in lowlands of Ethiopia. Farmers can resow or undersow short duration crops if early crop establishment was poor, for example, when early sowing maize or sorghum has very low plant population, farmers start to undersow intermediate variety or other early maturing crops such as dry beans. Observed maize intercropping with bean, barley, teff, or wheat, for example, with results of sowing into a maize which had not established well. Farmers dry soil plant sorghum and maize to use early rains and prolong the growing seasons. The dry soil plant covering seed to variable depth to minimize seed death in case small rains at start is followed with a long dry spell of more than 10 days. So we did a rainfall analysis to estimate occurrence of dry spells after a specified planting date in Ethiopia. So we selected about 7 locations where sorghum and maize are commonly grown and where there is vertic soil, which is very problematic and less workable when wet and the farmers are forced to plant when soils are dry. So We did analysis of 32 to 40 years of rainfall data for each locations. So the rainfall data analysis, we conducted potential planting date, and we set potential planting date as first June when cumulative 5-day rainfall is greater than or equal to 50% of the potential evapotranspiration for cumulative 5-day reference. And then we determine successful planting date with the first day with condition of potential planting date with no dry spell. So the potential planting date does not consider dry spell occurrence, but the successful planting date will consider dry spell of 10 days. So we calculate the risk of potential planting date as successful planting date by potential planting date. We use NSTAT climate guide to determine some potential and the successful planting date for the state. This is the result for risk of potential planting date at two locations in the central Rift Valley of Ethiopia. So this shows that the risk of potential planting date is higher than 50% before June 30 or at the end of June, when farmers mostly make wheat planting, and the risk of this potential planting date decreases after end of June at both locations. It has same trend for both locations. What's important is that the risk of potential planting date is higher before end of June for the main growing season in Ethiopia. This is the risk of three water deficit scenarios in Ethiopia. So we developed three water deficit scenarios based on rainfall data analysis. And the first risk is when seed lies in dry soil without imbibing water for more than 20 days. So, and the second risk is condition where rainfall causes germination but fails to support growth and many seedling dies. The third risk scenario is when planting is delayed until well after onset of rains by not dry soil planting. So this result shows the risk is that crop lies in soil for more than 20 days without imbibing water is very high at the start of planting time. At the beginning of June and at the end of May in Ethiopia. Also, the risk of planting, risk too, is very high at the beginning of dry soil planting time, whereas the risk of planting is delayed until well after onset. The risk of delayance of planting due to wet soil condition is very low at start of dry planting time in Ethiopia. So it is impossible to avoid all of the risks at the time, and to interpret the results for this study, we did two risk index before onset of deaths, and we summed risk 1 and risk 2, and then subtracted risk 3 because risk 3 is the risk of not dry soil planting, and the other risk option is risk index option is summation of risk 1 and risk 2 and subtracting the 2 times risk 3 from risk 1 and risk 2. So according to the risk index, dry soil planting has high probability of success when done before the expected onset of rainfall for several locations that we did rainfall analysis. Farmer cannot avoid all risk, and risks also occur with wet soil planting. Example for two of our study area, the risk was very high. Guidelines to timelines of dry soil planting for early crop establishment were developed for each locations. So the third and the last part was, so So in order to reduce risk of dry soil planting, farmers also plant their both their seeds at variable depths so that they will reduce premature seed germination due to shallow rainfall. So in order to determine the appropriate dry soil planting depth for sorghum and maize, we conducted a field experiment at two locations in Ethiopia, at Wolenchiti and Mieso. So this is a steady area. This graph shows the one at on the left side shows dry spell occurrence at the one of the Mieso locations, and there is a bimodal rainfall, and there is high dry spell occurrence between the two rainfall seasons at these two locations. This is the probability of dry spells of 7, 10, 15, and 20 days after a planting date. So the probability of occurrence of this dry spells decreases with late planting. And the treatment we used are, we conduct experiment 2011 and 12 at Mieso and the Wolenchiti locations in Ethiopia. We used two varieties for each sorghum and the maize, and the one is improved variety and the other is a local variety. We used four planting depths, seed placement at variable depths and at 4, 7, 10 centimeters for maize crop, and broadcast sowing and putting seed at variable depths and 3, 5, 7 centimeters for sorghum. We also used water deficit scenario where 30, 15, 0 millimeter water were applied after dry soil planting, and then 30 millimeter rainfall water was applied 5 days until day 25 after dry planting. So we used a factorial arrangement with RCBD design with 4 replication separately for sorghum and maize. This is an example of a field establishment in 2011, and farmers actually use high seed rate to have good plant enough plant population early in the season. So they usually use high seed rate, and we use 100 seed rate per meter square to see what's going to happen when farmers use high seed rate. And the duration of experiment is actually this 30-day duration, and this experiment is stopped before the crop intra competition for weather is intensified. This is a cumulative maize seedling emergency at 10, 20, 25 days after dry soil planting, and the surviving plant per meter square at 30 days after dry soil planting. And this result shows there is dry soil planting at 7 centimeters have reduced early crop failure due to weather deficit, which occurs because of higher variability of rainfall at planting time. So 7 centimeter planting depth reduce the risk of crop failure at early stage, regardless of the variety and the location at for the steady time. So there is 7 centimeter has a better performance to reduce risk of crop failure during early crop time at both locations. Maize establishment was best with 7 centimeter planting depths and 0 compared with 15 and 0, 30 millimeter water applied after planting, followed by a 15-day dry spread. The lowest maize plant survival was with broadcast sowing, which farmers are using, and a 50 millimeter water applied after planting, followed by a 15-day dry period. So, This is a cumulative sorghum seedling emergency at 10, 20, 25 days after dry soil planting and surviving plant per meter square at 30 days. So for sorghum, 5 centimeter planting depth as reduced risk of row failure due to water deficit at two location for both sorghum cultivar. Sorghum establishment was best with 5 centimeter planting depth, the local compared with the released variety, and no water application compared with 15 and 30 millimeter water applied after planting, followed by 15 day dry spread. The lowest sorghum plant survival was with planting at 7 centimeter depth and 30 millimeter water when 30 millimeter water was applied 15 days after dry spell. When we come to the conclusion, farmers with nearby moderate rainfall have complex decision systems in which they respond to the frequency of recent weather. This system may be inadequate with more frequent weather stresses. Actual onset of rainfall is highly variable. Both dry and moist soil planting are risky of failed establishment. Maize and sorghum should be dry soil planted if rainfall onset has not occurred by the date of 50% probability of onset. Dry soil planting is most successful by planting maize and sorghum at 7 and 5 cm planting depths. Well-targeted conservation agriculture is under investigation as a means to increase climate resiliency for some farming systems in Ethiopia. This is what I have. Thank you very much.
Agriculture there in your final conclusion. So what does that mean? Give us an example of what that might mean for that sorghum or maize planting in Ethiopia.
So residual retention and the minimum tillage is
right.
Underway in Ethiopia
as a way of
to see the impact of residual retention on moisture conservation and for early growth establishment. Most farmers use OPV because the climate in Ethiopia is highly variable, and they do not want to invest on very expensive hybrid maize. So they mostly grow intermediate open pollinated varieties. The same for sorghum.
Opportunity for more hybrids used in Ethiopia.
It depends on the agroecology. Some area there are some potential areas where there is good rainfall. Those areas they grow hybrid maize. But for those areas which are semi-arid with very high moisture stress areas, they just prefer to grow the early matching open pollinated varieties.